Okay. We're going to begin, and I want to tell you first that we, for purposes of keeping the airways clear, we're going to everyone. And so if you would like to speak, what you will do is hit *6 on your phone, and that will unmute you. And then when you have spoken and your time is over, then you hit *6, and that remutes you. If you have something you'd like to say, and someone else, you have a sense that that previous person is kind of winding down, so what we encourage you to do is hit *6 so you're ready to go. But it's as simple as that. You hit *6 to unmute yourself, and you hit *6 to remute yourself. Are there any questions about that? Okay, we're going to mute you all now. Okay, so we are ready to begin. My name is Penny, and I want to welcome you to this final conference call for the Making Peace with Money class. As always, we'd like to start out by thanking you for your participation and your persistence. It's been a wonderful experience on our end as part of the team, making to have the kind of responses and that kind of interaction we've had. It's been very inspiring. We have some questions that we proposed to you to kind of focus our conversation tonight, and there were three questions. One is, where are you with this process of making peace with money? And then, what's the experience for you of peace with money? What is that? What's that feel like? What's that experience? And then finally, how will you plan to continue after the class is over, continuing to make peace with money? So we invite you to ask questions or respond to those questions, and the call is open.
Hi, this is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
I just wanted, today sort of culminated in that I noticed a couple of days ago something in the class that I really took personally.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I knew I had an issue with that, or a subpersonality does, but it's now that I'm looking for that, it's everywhere. You know, the voices are telling me what everything means, and it's just really an eye-opener as far as it just sort of trickles into every aspect of my life. You know, I'm finding, you know, the making peace with money, it's just not money, it's everything. It's just making peace with every aspect of my life, and, you know, looking just everywhere for the patterns that are coming up in making peace with money.
So often, you know, we say, how we do anything, everything. So what you're finding is you found yourself taking personally something that came up in the Making Peace with Money class, and then realized, as you looked around, that you tend to do that in all different areas. And so you're seeing that making peace with money, this process, is really a mirror for all your processes in all areas of your life.
Exactly. And it was really funny, the quote today in Transform Your Life had to do with, you know, living your life, and that nothing has any meaning, and the freedom that could come with that.
Yeah.
And I'm just feeling like there's this tremendous baggage that I just carry around, or the, you know, that the voices are just constantly, this means that, and this means this, and they said that, and I'm sure they're thinking that, and, you know, this, you know, when it comes to money, it's just like even my insurance policy, my health insurance policy, I realized I take it personally, you know, and
yeah.
So the voices are just right there.
Yeah, and it really is like baggage, isn't it? It really is like a weight.
It's just, no wonder I'm exhausted all the time. And
really?
Feeling the weight. And, you know, the other, one of the questions, what does peace with money feel like? And it's just, you know, I just feel like bringing the peace with the money and everything else in my life would just be such freedom. I also saw where acceptance had a lot to do with that. You know,
say more about that.
Instead of tensing up and living in I don't like it this way, it's not fair mind.
Uh-huh.
It just causes a tremendous it uses up all my energy. It makes for great suffering. It robs me of my life. And I was just so inspired by the person that was going to, I think actually she was on the person was on the team that was going to see what they could do about changing some policies.
Uh-huh.
And I was really inspired by that, And I went back and listened to one of Sherry's CDs, a tape that she had about acceptance. And it isn't saying that you think it's all right. It's just that you in order to move forward is to accept that this is the way it is.
Right. It's simply accepting that this is the way it is.
Exactly. Right. And you know, it's just
Peggy. Have you had some experience of that? Have you had a sense of moving at all in the direction of peace?
Well, yes, absolutely. Being aware of which subpersonality is present at the time that I'm not finding peace with money.
Uh-huh.
Like for instance, paying more for pesticide-free food. You know, somebody just is not willing to do it.
Uh-huh.
And yet, you know, there's no reason why I can't.
Right.
And it's just a matter of that person just doesn't accept that it costs more.
Right.
You know,
so the person
organic
who...
food.
The person who's there at that time doesn't accept that that costs more and isn't willing to pay it.
Right, exactly. And so just being aware of who's present when the money's going out has been a big freedom for me.
So it isn't that person has to go away or you have to do anything about it, but just being aware that that's what's going on is a source of real freedom.
Absolutely. And there were all these knots, and just being, you know, bringing awareness to the situation just kind of pulls the string on the knots, and they just sort of loosen up and can fall away.
Right.
But I really feel like the class, this taking things personally has been a big thing for me, and seeing it, how it ripples out from, you know, the making peace with money is just really, really big for me.
It's huge, isn't it?
It's huge, and I'm not letting self-hate get in on that about how stupid I am for taking things personally, you know, all the things. Self-hate would love to have me believe about that, but I just, I'm really, it's exciting, you know,
yes.
To see where it pops up and where I have not seen it before.
It is exciting, and it puts you in a very different position in regard to it, doesn't it? You're not just the person involved in it. You're actually able to step back and see that happening and not take it personally.
Yes, the third question being the direction when the class is over is just continue to look. You know,
just continue to keep looking. Peggy, are you still there? Did we lose her?
Penny?
Yes?
It muted me for some reason.
Okay.
I just wanted to finish up that when the class is over, just continue that looking.
Right.
In money and every other direction. I just think it's huge.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Penny.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Who's next?
Celia.
Hey, Celia. This is Dave.
Hey. Hi, Dave. I just jumped in, and I'm not sure what I want to say. but where I am with the process is I feel a little overwhelmed with everything right now. I've made a lot of progress looking at my financial situation, looking at things that I've never felt that it was my business to look at before. And my situation's really complicated, and I continue to have to work at that. And I've as the class has gone on, I've made some adjustments to how I've done it, and I feel good about that. And I've done projections for spending that I've never done before. I've always been afraid to do that, to actually look at that. So that's been really good. And like the previous caller said, I'm finding these little windows in other places opening up as well.
Yeah, that's great. So lots of really nice breakthroughs in the class.
Yeah. And there's a voice that's saying, as soon as this class is over, you're going to go right back to everything.
Ah, I bet it is.
Before.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you think about that? Do you think that's true, or what do you think will happen?
No, I don't think that can happen. Even though I might not do things exactly the same way, I don't think I can ever relate the same way to money again.
Yeah, you're not the same person that you were when you started the class, are you? You have a different relationship with money now.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you find yourself kind of sliding into old patterns or this and that, like we tend to do. But the experience you've had, you know, those breakthroughs are there for you, and they'll be there kind of informing you as you go forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think I can ever believe ever again that I don't have a right to look at my own money situation, you know, which I believe.
Yeah. You absolutely do. Yeah, and isn't it nice, like, as you said, that the looking that you're doing in the class, you know, is kind of spilling over into other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it nice to know that, you know, that kind of looking that you've been doing with money is, of course, exactly the same kind of looking that you can do in any area of your life. And so, you know, you absolutely have the right to look at your relationship with money. You absolutely have the right to look at everything in your life. You know, conditioning will probably try to stop you in the same way, but that's something that's available to you, that way of looking and the freedom and expansion that come from that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way it feels, it feels exciting and a little scary. And I feel confused sometimes,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of information coming in. But what I've noticed, and I'm not going to say this is all from the money class, although who knows how these things start and, you know, what the domino effect is, but I've just been noticing a lot more energy in my body and in my life.
Yeah, so things are opening up, aren't they? You know,
yeah.
I love that. A little excited, a little scary,
mm-hmm.
sometimes a tiny bit confused, lots of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a sign that things are happening, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And how will I continue? I will continue with the plan for looking at money that I've set up. And how will I continue? Continue doing the other parts of practice that are maybe like some of the legs to the program, like the sitting and the reflective listening buddy and those other things.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going too, that the class is over and you'll probably want to continue some money practices that were part of the class, just because, you know, I would imagine the exploration of money would go on indefinitely. And what we're doing is practice, and it's good to have other practice supports to participate in. So you can kind of, you know, keep that energy moving as much as it is able to, and, you know, keep that opening happening. support the change that you've been seeing as a result of the work that you've been putting into this.
Yeah. And I just also wanted to say that the email question that was asked today in the class was really huge for me, which was the question about what's enough for me. And I looked at that, and I just it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It was such a good question for me. And I thought, wow, that's so great. And then I thought, you know, without the whole class behind me, would that question have hit me like that? And so I was really appreciating all the work that had gone before that maybe set me up for, you know, the next thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we do the practice, we show up, and then just bit by bit, exactly what we need appears for us.
Hmm. What a nice thought. Yeah. So I guess that's what I have to say today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Who would like to share next?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Jen.
Oh, hey. I was thinking about the peace feeling of the making the peace with money, and even though I've discovered very specifically how the input is so far lagging behind the outgo, there's in the money department, but there's still this feeling of calm for me, because I know exactly how much is going in, how much is going out.
Wow.
And I, you know, I have my eyeball on it all the time now, and I've making changes, and it's slowly, you know, turning the boat around, it's much better than just having this vague terror that's not really based on anything except that, you know, it's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
And before the class, it sounds like you did not have that relationship. You didn't really have a sense of what was coming in and what was going out.
Well, I knew it was in that arena, but you know, I didn't know specifically categories.
Yeah.
I just had this vague notion, like, this is not sustainable, but what the heck am I going to do? I don't know. It's too scary to even look at. So.
Yeah. And that's why I asked that question, because so often conditioning kind of talks us into, essentially it backs us into a corner where that's too scary, I can't look at that. And yet we're left with all the residue of that's scary.
That's
and
right.
So I'm not allowed to look at it, but I'm stuck in this corner where it's still really scary to me, and I have this, you know, whatever it is, anxiety or whatever it is about it, but I'm not allowed to look at it.
Right.
And that it sounds like,
also I can't do anything about it. I mean, obviously it's way out of whack, and there's no way to do anything about it, and so there's this helplessness. And now even though it seems like, you know, if I tell people or tell you just say to myself, you know, this much is going out and this much is coming in, I'd go, well, whoa, that's not going to work. But now I know what categories in every direction, and it gives me something to start working on, so I feel fine because I know I can take some action.
Wow, yeah.
So that's more peaceful by far than just vague terror.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, vague terror and peace. Yeah, that's a...
yeah, that's quite a bit different. the question had the part about what we would do after the class ended to keep these things in place, and I have a great thing that I'm doing. I used to do a money thing every month, and I had my stuff on QuickBooks, but mostly it was just the bad news of every month. So now I have additional information and additional things that I'm looking at. It's like, this much came in, this much went out. What can we do this month?
Yeah.
You know, to change.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you've added so there's just kind of the actual financial information, but through the class you've added a piece of, okay, well, what could we work with this month?
Yes.
But what's the possibility here this month that we want to look at?
And everyone else in the household is informed. I'm not the only one looking at the books and in despair.
Oh, wow. That's another big difference, huh?
Yes. So it's a group project.
It's a group project, which is, that's a huge piece of what we look at as an organization.
Yes.
In everything we do, that's always the key to success, because, of course, what conditioned mind wants to do is keep us all separate back there in our own little corners.
Right, all by ourselves, helpless.
All by ourselves, helpless.
Yeah.
And inevitably, if we bring it to the larger team, we open things up to the light that can't maintain themselves any longer.
Exactly. So there's the piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
What are you looking at, Michael?
I'm noticing as the conversation goes on that I have held for a long time a story about I used to be on a kind of education career track that was more lucrative financially, and I'm not there now, and I hold on to a big story about kind of what I should be doing, basically where I should be and how much money I should have, which is much more than I actually have,
mm-hmm.
and big cause of suffering.
Uh-huh. So holding on to a story of how much you should have and what you should be doing in comparison to what you actually have tends to be a big source of suffering for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I've noticed over the past 6 months or so is basically just doing the practice, which is what's going on now, what do we have right now, and can I find peace within that?
Mm. So coming up with a practice in the last 6 months of just what's going on right now, what do we have right now, and just peace in that, in this moment.
Yeah, because the energy that goes into suffering over the place I should be is energy that really could be directed to the present in a much more effective and fruitful and prosperous, not to mention joyful, way.
Yeah, so that the energy that you have been and we often do direct into what could be and what might be out in the future is then not available for all of the possibilities right in the present.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I'm looking at going forward, which I emailed into the class, is I discovered this online product. It's called Quicken Online Finances, personal finances, and it's free. Mm-hmm. And I've really loved it because it does a lot of, I used to do some QuickBooks stuff before, but I didn't know how to categorize, like, my credit card statements and all the individual transactions. And it kind of pulls those in automatically and does sort of a guess on categories. And then I can also add my own categories, and if it miscategorizes stuff, I can do that. And it's like a really, for me, like a workable way to get some detailed financial information, which really helps me to see more clearly what's going on.
Yeah, so it's been very helpful for you to find this tool that is very amenable to the kind of information that you need and to giving you access online, real time, for the things that you want to look at.
Yeah, I think it's a real blessing. And, as always, to avoid the big exits marked something wrong and not enough, particularly
yes.
Around... not enough around money is just huge for me, and to pay attention to that is really critical.
Yeah, so making sure as you go forward to pay particular attention to those voices that might recur of something wrong and not enough, particularly in the area of money, and to be very aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. And it sounds like what I hear in what you're saying, Michael, is that the process of just remembering to be here in this moment is where the peace is for you with money. Is that so?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you know, with the practice, it's the peace with whatever is here in the moment, whether it's money or something else that I'm struggling with or not seeing clearly.
Yeah, no matter what the content, right? Just being here in the moment. that's where the piece is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Michael.
Who's next?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. So on one of the previous calls, the previous conference calls, somebody was talking about their relationship with what they do for a living and their money. And when they said that, I just thought that's something that, like, I hadn't looked at it until that point because it just seemed like that was too gigantic, because then I'd have to think about, like, my whole entire life and what I should do, and it just seemed too big, but it seemed like really the right thing to look at.
Uh-huh.
When I heard that, and
let me just reflect you. So in an earlier call, you someone mentioned looking both at money and how they make a living, and mm-hmm. you had felt, well, that's just too big to take on because it's like looking at my whole life. But it sounds like it piqued your curiosity in some way.
Yeah, it was like, okay, it's time to look at this. And then about, I don't know, 1 or 2 weeks later, somebody told me about an opportunity to actually get involved in doing something that that I love to do, and that there would be more opportunity. It's just like in a field that I'm really passionate about, and that I already have a side business going, but it was like an opportunity to get more business.
Uh-huh.
And so I, something in me just said, just do it, just jump on it, just do it. And it wasn't like I didn't have to agonize over it. It was just, there was this really clear voice saying, you know, just do it. And so I feel like, and so I did it, and it's just been this whole brand new kind of journey for me. And it's been exciting and, you know, scary, and but a lot of work, but really, like, I felt really motivated to do it. And I just feel like, I mean, I don't know where it's going to lead, but it just felt like the right thing to do. And I feel like if I hadn't been in the class, I would, you know, I think these opportunities happen for us all the time, for me, you know, that I think they're always out there. And it's just the fact that I was in the class and being aware that I saw the opportunity as an opportunity, and I was able to, you know, grasp it or see it.
Sometimes we don't even realize where the breakthroughs are going to come, do we? And then we put ourselves in a new situation where we're just open, and suddenly life presents us with something, and we're ready.
Right. Yeah. It was like, definitely, it makes me think I want to be in that state more often. You know, I want to be open to that kind of thing. That's how I want life to be, you know, and so it was a cool thing.
Right. And I also just want to acknowledge that life presented something, but you were the person who responded. I mean, you took this opportunity and ran with it.
Right, because I felt like, because I was aware of it. I mean, I could see how I could have just been asleep and said, oh, I don't want to do that. Or
uh-huh.
some, you know, sub-personality would have said, no, you don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And, I mean, that really, really could have happened. And I just feel like it's because I was aware, and I was, you know, I was in that aware state. So I'm really, I'm really thankful for that. And it was very, very eye-opening.
Yes. And I also want to acknowledge the power of Sangha. I mean, it's one of the wonderful things about are coming together to do these things, that, you know, you were in a position where you heard someone say something that partially opened that door for you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. It's really powerful. And I'm not sure, I'm a little nervous about the class ending, so I feel like I want to, you know, set something up for myself that I keep. I'm going to be doing the Reflective Listening Buddies again, which I've been doing. I took a semester off, but so that's always really helpful. Just that check-in call once a week or twice a week is always really helpful for that kind of thing. So,
yes. And do you have other thoughts about things you might do to support yourself going forward?
Well, I'm not sure as far as just the money. I mean, I think I want to keep track of it better than, I mean, I want to keep keeping track of it. I've found a way to keep track of it that makes sense to me. So that's really, like the other caller, I think the last caller was saying that it's not scary anymore.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on, and that's been a huge thing.
It is,
you
a
know,
huge
so that's
thing.
Really good, yeah.
And just so you know, one of the things as the class closes that we will be doing is making some suggestions for other resources that will be available. And always,
okay.
You know, as you go forward, the 30-day retreat is always a good plan from the book, Making a Change for Good. It's just always there and always available to keep us focused.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
John here.
Hey, John.
Hi. What came to me really clearly is my plan to get financial stuff, contracts and deals, and what I'm going to pay for things out front beforehand with whoever I'm dealing with in order not to have any misunderstandings or misexpectations. And that seems really, really good.
Yeah, it really does. Talk about a recipe for success and good feelings.
Yeah, and I'm just visualizing, when I was listening in earlier, I was just visualizing getting the money stuff out of my head and putting it in front, you know, out of my head, body, mind space, and just kind of putting it in front and with little or no charge to it there.
And have you been doing kind of the same thing just on your own? It sounds like you have, kind of getting it out of kind of behind your eyes where conditioning can manipulate it and manage it and stuff out in front of you where you can actually see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about in terms of just asking people up front what things are going to cost, and if there's a discount, and if there's not, no big deal, then I'm going to make a decision, you know, yes or no. And it just feels good to be forward with it rather than, yeah, it just feels good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, conditioning. Conditioning try to talk me out of doing that, but it's freeing. It's going to be there anyway, so it's just so much freeing to get it out there in front where it can be seen.
Yeah, it really is. And so much better than the alternative, huh? Where
yeah.
it's just
oh,
kind
yeah.
of basically stocked away somewhere in conditioned mind where, you know, it's like it's being used against you. You know, it's being
right.
used as a way to create hard feelings or misunderstandings or disappointments or, you know, different things like that. You know, it's being used to cause you to suffer, in other words.
Right.
It sounds like...
Right.
There's a power in what you're doing of, you know, kind of taking that away from conditioning, putting it out there in front of you, and it sounds like in front of other people too, where everybody can see it for, as it is, and conditioning doesn't have the power to manipulate you, you might say, in relationship to the money involved with.
Right. Yeah. Or it's just clarity. There's clarity all around, and so it's hard to manipulate clarity and truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that's good. And it's such a good metaphor for awareness practice in general, I think. You just getting it out there where we can see it. You know, that's really the whole
right.
deal.
Right, right. So that's a success that I'm saying it because I'm going to continue to do that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you how you see yourself continuing with this.
Just in terms of you know, dealing with other people or relationships or costs, you know, sharing costs over dinners or something like that, and just saying, hey, you know, this is mine, this is yours, can we split it, you know, can I get the tip, whatever it is, just get it out there up front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, you know, let's work it out at the end. Okay, that's fine. Then it's an opportunity to be clearer about it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So a practice of keeping it really clear.
A practice of keeping it really clear. And then letting know if I'm out of alignment with whatever's coming up, just making sure that's clear as well.
Yeah, and you'll know, won't you? Because if there is a way that conditioning kind of sneaks in there at a place you can't see it and is kind of, you know, slanting things or having agendas that aren't really your agendas or those sorts of things, you'll find out because things
right.
won't be clear and there'll be difficulties and there'll be hard feelings and you'll see where it came from. You know,
right.
it'll come from some place where there's some little piece of conditioning holding on to it in a way that you hadn't been aware of yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that in little snippets already, but it's good to just have the sort of the anchor of clarity out there.
Yeah, and that intention that you know that's what works and that's what feels good.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll take that away as the intention to do that. And if it doesn't happen perfectly, okay, this intention is still pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the intention really that counts, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
Who's next?
Hi, this is Virginia.
Virginia, hey.
Hi, Jen. I just wanted to share because I kind of feel myself fading out right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't fade out.
Yes, I did. And also just kind of think that want to stay engaged in the class consciously till the end.
Yeah.
So that I don't fade out and then not continue.
Boy, that's such a tempting pattern for all of us, isn't it? To kind of peter out at the end so that just at the end, conditioning can come in and say, well, you didn't really do the class.
Right, right. Or there's, you haven't been doing it for a while, so why continue? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, whew.
Landing so, strong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure what all I'm going to say here, but might be a little rocky, but... I feel like I have made some good progress on my goal. And my goal was to, the big goal is to find, you know, to earn, be able to someday earn a living doing things that I love.
Mm.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be able to earn a living doing things you love.
Yes. And right now I have a small job that I am getting paid for. I mean, I have a regular job and then I have a side job that is doing something I love and I am getting paid.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah. And what's
that
interesting. Yeah.
Something that you've been doing for a while?
No. In fact, I was just going to say it's something that came out of the Living Beyond Karma class.
Oh.
Actually, it was my project for the previous email class came to fruition during.
Oh.
I mean, I've been moving it along, but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It feels like a double celebration thing here.
Yep.
Yeah. And with that, just the doing of something so different than my, it's like I have this image of, it's really easy for me to sit here and do my day job and be uncomfortable and grouse like that. And then to do the other thing, it took a lot of energy to go over, there was a kind of a hump there and a lot of anxiety and stuff.
Sure.
And, to, you know, it took a lot to get beyond it. And then once I did, it was like all this energy just came in.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, so there you are. Your regular job is sort of, it sounds like, comfortable. It's just part of your routine.
Yes.
You know, you pretty much know what happens there. Go along.
Yeah.
And there was sort of a hump that you needed to get over in order to start this new thing that you really wanted to do. And once you did do that, it felt like there was a lot of energy there available to you.
Yes. Yes, a lot of energy. And all of a sudden, then, all these new other ideas came in for other things I could possibly do. I mean, then a lot of ideas came in that seem possible now.
Wow, that is so fun. You know, Virginia, I just got this little image of, like, inside of each of us, there's a Sangha. You know, we always talk about how Sangha inspires one another. Well, you get inspired, and you inspired yourself.
Yeah.
So fun. By taking
that
step, it was like other parts of you were like, well, if she can do it, you know, look at all these other things we could do.
Yes, thanks, Jen. You're right. It did feel like if she could do it. You know, it really did kind of blew that story apart that, you know, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if we can just do that with one thing, it's like we were talking about earlier on the call, how I do anything is how I do everything. And
right.
So if I disprove that voice in one arena, it opens it up in every other arena. There begins to be that. Well, maybe it's not true that I can't do this other thing too.
Yeah, you know, Yep. Yeah, that's how it feels. That's how it feels right now. So anyway, great. And I've been even able to, with some of that energy, you know, like stand up and do
stand up and do what was that?
Little dances, like celebration dances, which
little
isn't my
yep.
Yeah, little happy dances.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which isn't something I usually do, but all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I can stand up. I mean, it's just something that changed, you know what I mean? Now I'd stand up and do little happy dances than
right.
I did before.
I'm the kind of who does happy dances.
Yeah. anyway.
And the celebration is such a key part of it. You know, you said it's kind of a double celebration. And I thought, really taking the time to celebrate
the huge accomplishments, all that you've put into it and all that's come out of it for you.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, and it's just so funny because before I wasn't celebrating. I mean, I don't know. It's just like I've had this thing about celebration for a long time, and now it's like it seems fairly easy and natural.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, that's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's see. I think I don't want to talk too much here, but I'm looking at the questions. I think the obvious, you know, I'm as far as how I'm going to keep practicing, I am definitely going to keep practicing keeping track of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
seems like one that's been really helpful to you.
It's been so helpful just to bring awareness to my spending and
yep.
and to really, yeah, to really see if that's really, you know, what I want to do or not, you know.
Yeah. And to me, as other people have alluded to on the call, it's that particular content is so helpful, and just the process of bringing that kind of minute attention to something, it's so helpful to have myself trained in that way. And
so I
bring all this attention to money and then watch as I'm bringing that same level of attention to other things in my life just because almost like I'm in the habit of doing that.
Yeah, that's really true. And also, I just to highlight what's another thing someone else said, it's like I don't know what things are that are going to come up next that the attention goes to, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
it's like there are surprises. Maybe it just heightens my level of awareness. Maybe that's the class,
Go ahead.
Well, just that the class has been really helpful to me, and it has really, really been helpful, and I appreciate everyone who's shared and participated and just, you know, it's been really good.
It's just way more fun than sitting down and doing it on our own, isn't it?
Absolutely. And who would have thought a class about money could be so fun?
It could be fun, exactly.
And just the piece with money, not sure how I'm defining that right now, except I think it has something to do with being grateful. Kind of where
something
I got
to do
with
that. With being grateful and perhaps a little celebration.
And a little perhaps. Yes, good one. Yeah, thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thanks, Virginia.
Alrighty.
Okay, who's next?
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really enjoying this.
What are you seeing?
One of the things that's been really great for me, because I've tended to do a lot of worrying about money, or some part of me has, or lots of parts have, and easily devastated with unexpected expenses and things like that. And just in writing in the questions, I was like, wow, I'm really not doing that anymore.
Mm. So the person who tended to worry and who was easily devastated by unexpected expenses doesn't seem to be there and be doing that anymore.
Yeah, it's really huge that to not be doing that.
Yeah, it is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, considering how many years I spent doing that often. And one thing I noticed even the other day, I could feel it like starting to come up a little bit. I spent some money on something, and then there was some worry, a little bit of worry starting to come in. And I just popped in my reassurance tape that I made just for this class and for the parts who get so scared. I just put the tape in and just, you know, listened and that part was very reassured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that great to have a tool like that you've prepared for yourself so that you know when those kinds of situations come up again, which of course they will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to be done with them for the rest of our lives, but you have something now that you know you can do that will bring you back to that place of acceptance and peace.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, and just when you were saying that, I saw part of why that's so helpful is if little ones get triggered that are scared about money, it's sometimes hard to become the mentor that can reassure. So if it's on a tape, it's like somebody else is doing it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so the mentor's there ready to go when she's needed. And so as long as you are present enough to see those little ones arise, you know where to find the guide that they need.
Right. Yeah, and I think, like what you were just saying, that being aware enough to see them, I think by doing the class, I can see them sooner. I don't have to wait till I'm, you know, devastated and on the floor and, you know, just in pieces, that I feel like I can catch it sooner.
Yeah, it really,
because of all this looking.
Yeah, it really sounds like that, because when you're talking about having a pattern that's been there for years of going to that place of devastation, and now seeing that you're not doing that so much, it seems really clear that you are there enough to take care of yourself when those times arise that normally would have sent you into devastation.
Right. Yes. So it's great. And that's just the part about what making peace with money feels like. It's being able to take care of whoever comes up at any, I mean, and that would be true for any content, but being able to take care of whoever comes up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Equals peace.
That's right. Being able to take care of whoever comes up in any situation equals peace.
Yes.
Isn't that true? Wow.
Yes. So I want to just keep going, keeping track, like people said. I really want to, because I do find that very satisfying and in some way just really helpful. And I'm going to make some more tapes so I have, you know, backup making peace with money tapes.
That's right. You know, and it occurs to me as I'm listening to you that process of keeping track is a kind of reassurance itself, that you have reassurance tapes that have the voice of the mentor, and also you have a process that is ongoing, that is reassuring in just in its kind of regularity and its clarity.
You're right. Yes. I hadn't really seen it as reassuring, but I knew I liked it. And it's kind of like, well, these are the facts. This is, you know, instead of that big unknown, this is awful or this is going to be terrible. It's like, well, what is it really? You know, $25 and, you know.
Yeah, I can look right here and see what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. In black and white.
Right. And it's, like I say, and it sounds very, you know, having the fact that you've seen how those tools of keeping track and of having the tapes, how helpful they are, it seems like you're in a good place going forward, that, you know, that you have those to mentor you through.
Yes, so I really want to continue. So that's why I wanted to say it out loud, to really support myself in continuing.
That's
so
great.
I thank you all very much. It's just been really, really great. So thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything, Tony. Great participation.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Who else?
We have a few more minutes, so if someone else would like to participate, please do.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Catherine.
Hi.
Hi.
I've noticed a couple of things. The more I keep track of the money and I know what's coming in and what's going out, the less meaning any of it has. So
the more you keep track and the more you know clearly what's coming in and going out, the less meaning any of it has.
Right. So the fear, once I know, when I know, even if I wish more were coming in or less going out, once I really know, the worry just stops. It's like, well, now I know.
Right.
So I'm not up in my head worried about it. And I notice that when I start worrying about money or the times that I have worried about it, it starts meaning something. It means I'm a failure because I don't have enough. I need more. Then there's, envy of other people who have enough and that kind of thing. So it just loses all meaning when I see it down on the ledger. It's just money.
It's amazing because conditioning would tell us that we don't dare look at it, because if we look at it closely, the meaning will grow. It will grow huge. And what you're finding is, as you get clear about it, and it's just right there on paper, just numbers, just money, it loses that scary meaning that conditioning is threatening us with.
Yeah. And I can be more, I'm finding I can be more spontaneous about giving. Over the last few years, I feel like I've gotten, when I give to, give to Living Compassion or some nonprofit, that there's part of me who really loves doing that. And then there's all this fear that comes in, like I'm giving too much away.
Right.
And I've noticed that with this class, the more there's a lot more interest or inspiration maybe to just give spontaneously and be good with that, be just fine with that. So I guess a lot of the fears has gone, and that's really big for me.
It's huge for anyone, yes. And and again, I would guess that the fear would be if you give money away, not being sure how much there is, you don't know what that represents when you give it away. But when it's all there right in front of you and you know exactly where you stand, then giving it away is no problem because you know right where you are.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the story can't really take hold.
Right.
Because I know.
That's right.
I've got the facts.
That's right. Having it right there on the ledger, having it right there on the page, it makes it really hard for the story to get going.
Yeah. So that's something I'm really committed to doing, writing down every day what I'm spending, what's coming in, and then keeping it in a ledger and just being very conscious of what that is. So.
Well, I would think so, because what you've described is you have a great freedom from fear that you didn't used to have and a great deal more spontaneity and generosity. Those are really wonderful gifts to carry forward.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's pretty much the time that we have tonight. We want to thank everybody not only for your participation tonight in this call, but for your participation in the course. And remind you, it's not over yet. We have a couple of what I think are really great assignments coming out next week for our last week of work in the course. And then we will send out one final email on October 6th as kind of a wrap-up and giving you some other resources that you can use going forward. I was hearing tonight as we were listening and people were talking about how they're experiencing peace with money, and hearing acceptance, being in the moment, clarity, celebration, mentoring, a lot of good things that we know are equal to peace with money or anything else. So thank you all for sharing those things with us, and we'll enjoy your participation through the final week and a half or so of the class. Thank you.